Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Our good friend John Chill rejoining us to talk about what was last weekend and what shall be this weekend. How was the Super Bowl at the Nugget, John?
It was good. Packed house. We sold out both Blue and DraftKings, and we had a little DJ in the front, so it was definitely a party the whole time. And thank God we had a DJ, because that game was over in the second quarter, basically. But it was good. As far as the week, the Chiefs, we talked last week. I thought we'd see more Philly money at the end, and it kept on. Chiefs money was still coming in all the way through the, to kickoff. So it was a good week, both for the book and for us, it was having a good time there. But, it was an interesting game. Like I said, I thought it would go down to even. I think Friday we saw it go down to one, and then it jumped back to 1.5. But, we definitely saw Chiefs money, a lot of parlays on the team totals as well. And, as we all know, that didn't come to fruition, but it was interesting, and then the live bets, I'll tell you what a blowout it was. I think it was the middle of the third quarter. The live bets was Kansas City was getting 22 at one point, and that's interesting. So I think it was right after Hurts threw the bomb in the third quarter. We were seeing live bets at plus 22, but definitely we were, we were excited in DraftKings for that. So
how about the second half line? Kansas City was minus 6.5, and they won the second half by 6. So everybody who thought, well, Kansas City has to come back. But it's funny, that kind of thing, John. There was nothing in that first half that showed me that Kansas City was going to make this a competitive game. A lot, good teams sometimes they fall behind, and you go, okay, well, but there was zero. I mean, they had one first down in that first half, and that came on their first series. There was nothing about that first half that said, and people were lured in by and given 6.5 in that second half, and Kansas City was never going to cover that.
No, I agree with you. I felt the same way. Middle second quarter, I knew the comeback wasn't happening. They looked out of sync, and you could just tell that Philly had their number. Not blitzing, able to get to him almost every play without a blitz was, it was crazy. And, but I'm with you. Yeah, I didn't see a comeback either. It's just how bad this game's going to be and, what's the points going to be at the end. And I had the under, did not see that. Did not see Philly scoring 40 points. But when you give away a pick six and all that, that's where the overs usually start hitting as well.
And then another interception inside their own 10. I mean, that's a kill. Those are killers. Those are killers. Yep. Did you fill up the Cadillac bar and Blue Martini? And we know the DraftKings Sportsbook was full. I mean, a lot of excitement and then just a crap game.
Yeah, thank God for the commercials. But, yeah, I had a couple cores, and we kept on rolling through the game. So it was still excitement because there was a lot of things to bet. So that made it interesting. People still had MVP and that was interesting. And I had that where Hurts was close to 4-1 to be MVP, and, you know, Barkley was second and Mahomes was first. So definitely, you know, I think after he threw that touchdown in the third quarter, that kind of sealed the deal for the MVP as well. But, yeah, it was still a good time, you know, and then, you know, we're getting ready. We're rolling into March Madness here, so we got another event coming up, and, you know, that's starting to fill up as well. We're pacing faster than we have in the prior years as far as reservations. I was looking at that yesterday, where we're at with that. So definitely.
Are you getting any money on the Cougs for any futures?
Yeah, we're starting to see it. They're dropping down. They're down to 10-1. I believe they were close to 15-1 2 weeks ago. I was trying to look that up right here before the call. So Houston 10-1, Final Four 2-1. So you're starting to see, you know, Houston seeing some love here on the book. And, you know, they're playing well right now. I think, you know, now's the time where, you know, as far as teams, you know, the lineups, the rotations are set. So you can really see who's coming together here as a team. And Houston's definitely one of them right now. But, yeah, the Futures 10-1 to win it all and 2-1 for the Final Four. So, yeah, it'll be a good tournament. That's only 4 weeks away. This year's flying. It's crazy. So we'll be 4 weeks away till March Madness begins.
Who's getting a lot of love? Alabama, Auburn, Duke? Who's getting, you guys got any trends on that?
You know, we're starting to see Duke's now the favorite, 4-1. So we're starting to see a little bit of Duke. Florida's creeping up. They're 11-1 to win it all. And Iowa State's still hanging in there. I don't see that, but we're starting, you know, we're still seeing some Iowa State there as well. It's interesting. I mean, last 2 weekends been a lot of upsets. There hasn't been really a dominant team. You know, everybody's kind of losing here or there, and, you know, there's a lot of teams are struggling when, you know, they're going on the road and all that. So definitely an interesting year here for college hoops.
Golf is starting to get in full swing. I got Cantlay this week. The Genesis usually played at Riviera, but it's a Torrey Pines, so you got to look at it differently this year. You can't look at, you know, a past Genesis because it's in a different location because of the fires here in L.A., were you seeing any action, any golf action this week?
Yeah, we're seeing a little bit. You know, it was interesting for me. I was just looking at the weather, too. I think it's going to rain both today and tomorrow there.
It's bad. Yeah, it's ugly here. I can tell you that.
Is it? Yeah. So, Finau's getting a little bit at top five. I think he's been in top 10, six of the last nine. I know he hasn't played well this year a little bit, but he's a plus 650, top 10 at plus 280. I kind of like Max Griezmann. If he get his putter going, he's just a long shot. He's at top 5, 12-1, and top 10 at 5-1. So, but we're seeing some Finau. Of course, you got the favorites up there, of course, and, you know, a lot of play for Scheffler. To me, the odds are just too, you know, for top 5, he's minus 120. You know,
that's not good. No.
Yeah.
And Rory.
Yeah. Yeah. Rory's at plus 130. You know, it's hard to take those numbers to take those golfers. So, but we're seeing that. We got some UFC going on. It's back in the Apex in Vegas. We got Rodriguez versus Connier. I like Rodriguez. He's the younger fighter. I think Connier's fought too much here recently. He's at minus 190. I think that's at 6 o'clock. That'll go off. And, Yusuf Zaloff, I like that to go over 2.5, the co-main event rounds. I think they both got enough defense to make that last over 2.5 rounds. And parlay those together, and that's get you to even money. So interesting, too, that the dogs have been hitting. I think last week, I think in total, it's like 52% the favorites have won. So it's almost a 50-50 on the dogs, the favorites in UFC. Definitely a different trend than what was in 24. So. So we got all that going on, and of course we got our slots and tables, and got the golf course looking good. Got a little bit of rain this week, so hopefully that clears up and come out and golf and watch some golf, bet some golf, and watch some UFC. And
watch some UFC. It's a great place to watch the UFC. Yep. I've been there for it, and people they love that.
Love
boxing and UFC over at the Golden Nugget. So if you're a fan, it's a great place to go, and you got the windows right there where you can bet on it. So it's all good. John Chill every week right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, brought to you by the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. John, as always, man, we appreciate it.
All right, sounds good. Talk to you guys next week.
All right, John Chill is at the Golden Nugget, and that's where we want you to get to. 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. Me and Lance were both there the last week, and it was it's one of my favorite places. One of my favorite places, because how close is it? How easy is it to get to? How the casino is great. We very rarely talk about the casino. It's a Las Vegas casino. It's not any different than any casino you walk in. The hotel is just as nice as any hotel that you'll find in Vegas. I mean, the rooms are fantastic. Lance and I both, we've been there, I don't know how long now. Just fantastic. Everything about it, the pool with the cabanas, it's like you're in Vegas. It's no different. The golf course is fabulous. I mean, right all around the swamp and water, a lot of water, and they do a great job of maintaining it. I try to play it as often as I can when I get there. Blue Martini, 12 restaurants, everything about it. They got all kinds of concerts coming up, comedians that go there. If you're looking for, I mean, it's just a great little getaway. You could stay a night, stay two nights, whatever you want to do. Just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road, GoldenNuggetLC.com, GoldenNuggetLC.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Oh, I don't know if this is a good thing. I'm pretty sure it's not.
Melissa's in there right now, and I told her to go hug Dell.
Oh, hug him from behind, Melissa. He loves that.
He loves it.
No, you guys think...
You're the El Chero. We were talking that you're the El Chero of this show, John.
I'm the El Chero?
You're the El Chero.
No, Dell is the El Chero.
Hey, I am not. I don't even know what that means, and I know I'm not.
I just saw Dove Kleiman just breaking news. Breaking. Ah. Shedeur Sanders has just dropped a new song called Life.
Nice.
Yeah, he says he's one of the few athletes that could actually have a career in rap.
Okay.
Now,
I know that there's probably a lot of athletes who will totally disagree with that, but that's fine.
Yeah. Not great for, I don't know, if I'm an NFL team, I'd rather he was trying to be better at football. I don't know.
Dell's in there playing. I can't even concentrate because Dell's in there playing All My Hot Keys for Melissa.
Well, she didn't know what that Lance horn was, and I'm like, oh, that's Lance.
Yeah, but that was
the update sounder. She didn't know. Is that Lance? Go, yeah, that's him. And then I played some of the other ones.
And then he played Warriors, which is his new favorite. And
well, the Warriors are in town.
And the Warriors are in town, and you probably won't see their best players because Steve Kerr said they're sleepy.
Tired.
They're tired. Mm-hmm.
So Steph's probably not going to play today.
Right.
So if you have tickets for it, don't get too excited. You may see Jimmy. You may see Steph. You may not.
They're going to be tired.
That is true. Older players are going to be more tired. We do have an advantage when it comes to that. Like, our guys are going to have fresher legs. That is true.
It's just true. That's all there is to it.
Except maybe not Jeff Green, but he doesn't really play, so everything's fine. When he gets in, he balls out, and then he sits out another 7 games, and then he plays again. It is weird seeing Reed Shepherd in games. Like, this has been a nice little run for Reed getting to play.
Hey, 2 for 2 yesterday.
He's starting to get it back. I don't have any doubt he's going to be a good shooter and a good player for the Rockets. It's okay for us to talk about the fact that he is really struggling this year as a rookie, and he's not great defensively. He's good in the passing lanes and anticipation. As far as on-ball defender, he's a little light. So guys get by him kind of easy.
He looks like a little kid sometimes out there.
He really does look like a little kid. You see him get that dunk and the whole
bench
exploded. Like,
I mean,
they exploded like some kid who's never gets to play in high school basketball made a shot.
They're treating the third overall pick like he's a walk-on at Duke.
That's exactly what they're treating him like. Like he's a walk-on and the crowd goes crazy and the players go crazy because the walk-on got a basket.
Like, yeah, Reed, go, Reed.
Yeah, Reed can dunk.
Like
he's got a vertical, like, Well, the NBA has that tricky vertical where they
run.
They tell you that everyone has a 41-inch vertical, and then you find out you get a running start. And then his standstill vertical, I think, was 36 inches, which is still good. Reed can dunk, guys. You don't have to treat him like he's, you know, some student trainer on the high school team who got in and made a basket.
Speaking of Sanders, I started with Shador. Have you looked at Raheem Sanders?
Rocket? Yeah.
The running back from South Carolina?
Yeah, his nickname's Rocket Sanders.
He is a beast. 230 pounds. He is where do you have him?
Oh, he's third, day three. He's a lot of people aren't really crazy about him. He went from Arkansas to South Carolina. I kind of like him.
I like him.
He's got good start-stop for a.
I saw him play more than a few times. He can.
Yeah,
he can go.
He's got good start for a. You know, he can cut and elude guys for being such a big back. Now he doesn't always run like a really big back. Like he's not looking to splatter people, but he's actually got some elusiveness. I actually kind of like him. I like him better. I was asking around about him, and I actually like him better than a lot of people. But he's one of those guys that could end up playing in the right situation. He could end up being, you know, a second running back who gets 8 to 10 carries a game, and then another running back gets hurt and he gets 17 to 18 carries and ends up hitting 100-yard mark a few times. Like, you know, sometimes it's just the luck of the draw if you're a running back. You like going to San Francisco, that's for sure.
Well, you get paid. Well, you're going to get paid. And
Jordan Mason? How about Jordan Mason? How good he looked whenever CMC
I know, right? Hey, do you think they regret giving all McCaffrey all that money when Jordan Mason looks almost as good?
I mean, there's a reason that people don't like paying running backs.
Yep. Okay, so is this is a deep running back draft?
Yeah, really deep.
Yeah. Do you think the Texans should get one?
I saw
somebody do a story on this is going to be really good. Kaylee is going to be really good for Dameon Pierce.
Because maybe they go to gap scheme instead of zone scheme.
Yep.
Well, they ran some gap anyway, but. Dameon Pierce is just about done. Like, he's gone through 3 years, so this is his last year anyway. And I don't see him getting a second contract. Now, you just drafted a running back last year, late round, who is with Juwar Jordan, I think, from Maryland? Oh, Louisville. You drafted him late, and I think he's on practice squad right now. So they might look at him as their next running back. You never know. But you can get some good running backs in the fifth round of this draft, fourth, fifth, even sixth round. You can find somebody who's going to end up being a pretty good running back. You know who's an interesting running back but very niche is Jaden Blue. Jaden Blue, towards the end of the year, like, he is a problem out of the backfield. He's not the toughest runner he's kind of easy to bring down, and he's really average to me as a running back, but man, out of the backfield, that guy was the weapon for Quinn Ewers late in the season. Like, it was him and Matthew Golden or Jaden Blue.
Did he catch two TDs against Ohio State?
He caught two TDs against Ohio State, yeah, coming out of the backfield. He caught one was a little wheel route. I think they both might have been wheel routes. Or one may have been a little angle route and one a wheel route. But, yeah, Jaden Blue became a real factor out of the backfield. So he's one of those guys that if you say, okay, we got a good running back here, we got a good backup, now let's get a guy who's going to be a mismatch coming out of the backfield. So, you know, I wouldn't mind one of those types of players for the Texans in the right round.
Yeah, no, absolutely. If you get him in fourth, fifth, I mean, you might be able to find a really good one fourth, fifth round. Thought the Texans had done that with Dameon Pierce, but.
Well, he was for that year.
Yeah,
then he wasn't good the year before. And then last year, I thought he was okay last year. I thought Dameon was pretty good last year.
Yeah. And he might be even better with Kaylee if he can get him running downhill, one cut.
He might be, but you cannot give him a second contract. You just can't.
We'll hear from Nick Haley today. Well, at least the media will have their opportunity to talk to him. He'll be available at 1. Lance, get on out there.
Lance.
Get on out there and talk to Nick Haley.
I got players to write.
What?
I got a deadline. I write 6 players a day until I leave.
People who are watching on Twitch, YouTube, or Twitter may be asking, why won't Lance just put on his headphones? It's picture day, Lance. Isn't that why you won't put on your headphones? He's got to take pictures.
I'm not putting on my headphones. So.
Because of the hair, you need your hair to look nice?
Oh, Twitch told me to put my headphones on.
No, they have it. If you're wondering why he keeps holding his headphones up to his ear instead of just putting them on, it's picture day for Lance.
Yeah. Sam's trying to boss me into pictures. You should have seen Dell. Dell was dressed like that guy who is at the funeral. The African guy who went to the funeral of his enemy.
I wasn't dressed like him.
Yeah, he had a suit on.
I did not.
He had a tie on.
Did not.
He was standing there like this.
All lies.
He was standing there like that. Have you ever seen that meme, John? The guy who goes to his enemy's funeral?
No.
It is. What's it supposed to represent? I think it's kind of being petty or.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, it's up for life and in the afterlife. We are never done with this feud, even when you die, is kind of the point.
Even when you die. And so his enemy was there at the funeral standing in front of his casket or whatever. And so that's kind of how Dell was dressed.
I was not dressed like that. Just had a collared shirt on, some slacks, and took a picture for, you know, they're going to put packages together to try to sell us to people. So that's all. Lance, it's today. It's Lance's day. He was supposed to do it yesterday, did not come in prepared.
Watch me do this. I'm going to keep doing this if it bothers people.
So wait, you missed your picture day?
Yes, you missed your picture day.
Me and Sam had a miscommunication.
He's blaming
you. No, I remember when she said you're going to come in next Wednesday.
There was a miscommunication. Sam and I, and I don't know if it was Sam or me, but somebody, I think it was Sam, had the days all screwed up.
No, it's you.
There's no one knows really.
There's a document and all that has people scheduled.
So Sam, I mean, when I made mine, I told her, I said, you better remind Lance because he is going to forget. And she said, and she laughed, and she said, yo, you're absolutely right. He will forget. And she didn't remind you Tuesday. You had yours on Wednesday, right?
Or she did, and he still forgot.
And he still forgot.
No, there was nope. We had the cameras weren't working.
We can tell by your tone.
The cameras weren't working. But everybody else did.
I took my pictures yesterday, and the cameras were fine.
The camera wasn't charged properly.
Stop it.
By the way, John, did you see Everton score in the last minute?
I saw in the last tie. What a goal too.
I know, man. to tie the dreaded Liverpool. And afterwards, I will admit, my guy Doucouré was a little bit of a creep. After the match is over, now that's like those two sides hate each other.
Is there even a real comparison in American sports where two teams in the same city have that type of passion? I was trying to think
of
it. Yeah,
they're the same city.
Because I saw the match. Peter Drury, who's a great play-by-play guy, he was great calling that final goal. In fact, you might hear it on the Del Olalea show. But I can't think of a rivalry like that in this country where Liverpool's like the Lakers and everything's like the Clippers, but Clipper fans don't care as much as Everton fans care. I don't think there's anything like it in America.
No, you got to get not same city, like South Carolina and Clemson fans hate each other.
College football, yes.
Ohio State, Michigan, college. You have to go to college football.
And they're not in the same city.
And they're not in the same city. That's the weird thing is that they're both in Liverpool. And look, their record ends up tied at Goodison Park. It's the final game at Goodison Park, which is why it was a really big deal. And the fans, literally, I mean, it's a really intense rivalry, but it's been one way. Liverpool's way better than
And at the end, you mentioned Doucouré.
He goes over and starts taunting the Liverpool fans.
For a tie, by the way. Didn't even win. It was a tie.
It was kind of like a win.
It's a win for Everton to win it, to score in that fashion to tie it. So he goes over there.
Oh, my God. That was a huge goal.
And
did you see the fight afterwards, John?
No, I didn't see the
fight. So Doucouré goes over, and after the match, the final whistle, he runs over to the Liverpool
supporter section,
and starts clapping to them, or starts to just, you know. And this guy, Colin Jones, is it Colin Jones?
I don't remember his first name, but
his last name is Jones. He runs over and immediately grabs, like, it looks like it's about to be, like, punches thrown. He's basically saying, you're not going to disrespect my fans like that. And they start giving red cards after the match.
I saw that.
So guys
like,
are going to be kicked out for the next matches. But this guy was basically like, you're not coming to disrespect our fans like that. The fans are going to love him for life for doing that.
I know in and during the match, if you get a straight red, you miss three games.
You get a straight red,
not two yellows. So is that going to happen? If you get a,
he had a yellow.
But
already.
I don't know. The ref might have still given a straight red. I don't know. But if you give someone a straight red after the match, do they miss three games for a non like physical thing? I don't know how it works.
Think
you,
so.
To miss three games
they
after
get in trouble. Well, the manager and his like assistant got into it with the they were crying because supposedly maybe a little extra time was thrown on the extra time. Oh well. One of the Liverpool fans said, yeah, I like that little new rule they have where play on till Everton scores.
That was the Man U rule.
And then
they
said, supposedly, we got the Kansas City Chiefs treatment. What is? Supposedly.
It was a big day for Lance to tie a game.
Supposedly.
The biggest success Everton will have this year is tying a match.
That's right. And it was in great fashion. Phil Jagielka did it back in 2016. Boom. Rocket shot to the back of the net. Tie.
Those are his greatest. Those are his greatest victories.
I'll never forget my two greatest victories.
A tie,
late second, last second ties against Liverpool. Amazing.
That's a great tie for them.
No, it was great. Oh, it was great.
I've lost. I've had a tie the other way. You know how terrible that feels to give up a. And you go, well, it's still you still got a point. So what? It's a loss.
Did you have higher or lower for Everton goals?
I did not have – oh, you know what? I probably could, but Underdog Fantasy allows you to play individually with so you got this – the Big Four or whatever it's called, the Nation of Four or Four Nations.
Four Nations.
Four Nations. It's a big soccer – I mean, a big hockey matchup. I know there's – so USA is playing Finland.
They're playing Finland tonight. Canada played Sweden last night, went to overtime.
So Underdog has higher and lower. So I was looking at shots on goal, higher or lower points – goals scored, all these different stats are available for hockey. And you say, well, Lance, I don't know hockey. I don't either. Still, now you want to watch it, don't you? Because you've got Underdog Fantasy. You've got two players, three players, four players, five players. Maybe you're 40 times or 140 times or 300 times your original play because you are taking your shots at longer shots to go higher or lower. This is what Underdog's about. It's about playing the games that are already on television, so you get to watch them with more interest. Whether it's pro basketball, college basketball, PGA soccer, UFC, there's everything. And in basketball right now, this is what's really big. I had a winner yesterday, went higher on Cooper Flagg's points and went higher on Jimmy Butler's points, rebounds, and assists. It's that simple. I only did two. You can download the app, use promo code Lance on your first deposit, and you are going to get up to $1,000 bonus cash and a free pick. What could be better? Do not spend a second more not using your sports knowledge to watch the games and play the games higher or lower with Underdog Fantasy. You must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Oh, John's not here. Here he comes. Here comes El Cheto. 9:35 here on The Grand Show, Hall of Fame Radio. On a daily basis, I'd say we give you Hall of Fame content. That's pretty much a given. Houston Rockets win last night. You had the Rockets finished. Well, I mean, it got us in there. We're doing the same thing we always do, so must be Hall of Fame content.
Must be Hall of Fame.
You had three big threes at the end, two from Dylan Brooks, one from Jalen Green. And Ryan Hollins made a comment about Dylan Brooks that when he gets a good look at the basket, he feels like it's going in this year. And I have to admit, I don't have necessarily that level of confidence, But I don't think that he's going to miss. Does that make sense? I don't think it's going in, but I don't assume it's a miss either.
He's over 38% for the year.
Yeah, I know. He's shooting well.
In the last 10, he's over 44.
And who's the shooting coach? They mentioned the shooting coach and the work that he's done with them. That probably needs more attention because Jalen Green and Dylan Brooks are shooting much more comfortably, much more consistently from three. Their shooting coach probably deserves a little more shine.
Did the shooting coach give Dylan Brooks that little bunny hop, like the bunny hop hope that it goes in thing that he does all the time? Was that a thing he did in Memphis, or did that come when he got here?
I think he was already doing it.
He was already doing a little bunny hop?
Yeah, I think so.
But I love his confidence right now, though. I mean, I don't mind him at all taking those.
Man,
Jalen is hit and miss.
Are we sure we want to shoot this, Dylan? And it went in.
Two of them.
Both of them went in. So I was like, hey, woo, we're pulling the trigger awfully quick in the shot clock here.
This is an extended period that he's been shooting well now. It's not, 4 for 9, 2 for 7, 2 for 5, 3 for 7, 3 for 7, 1 for 3, 2 for 5, 3 for 7, 3 for 8, 10 for 15. I mean, that's some pretty damn good shooting. Oh, then that's 10 games?
Yeah, the last 10 he's over 44%. He's shooting a career high from 3 this year at 38.7, nearly 39%.
That's great. I mean, you're getting that out of Dylan Brooks.
And the volume, too. It's not like he's just taking 2 per game. Nearly 39% at that type of volume, that's great.
Like, how long Jaylen is Fred going to be out?
At least until after the All-Star break.
Yeah,
he's not playing
Fred
tonight.
Now.
You want him back now?
Yeah.
But not... Oh,
I don't want
him
back next year necessarily for $40 million or $46 million. But
well, you might get him for 3 more seasons at like 32.
I don't want that.
Yeah. I mean, whatever Ime wants, and Ime, I trust in Ime. Ime loves him. That's fine. That's fine. But not at $40 million.
In Ime, we trust.
In Ime, we trust. We do. Don't you?
I do. Yeah. Yeah,
how about if they go to the break at 35? They win tonight. They go to the break at 35-20. I mean, I know that they've fallen off from where they were in the second seed or the fourth now, but that, I mean, this is way, what was their number, 43.5? And they're at 35 at the break?
It's incredible.
If they're 34-21, that's still.
I mean, they're going to be, they're probably going to be a 50-win team. Amazing turnaround. Ime should be. There's a lot of coach of the year consideration, though.
Yeah, Atkinson will get some attention.
Yep. Yeah, he deserves it.
In Cleveland. Bickerstaff in Detroit.
To me, you want to know who the coach of the year is? Look at the wins and then look at the rosters. Look at pictures of the roster.
What do you mean pictures?
Look at people's faces. And then when you see Beardy over there in Cleveland.
Who's Beardy?
I can't remember his name. Beardy Beard. And then you see
Dean
the guy
Wade.
That you can't really figure out what's going on with him, and then this is difficult to discuss for me.
Why?
To really, it just
you
if,
walk
if
yourself
you've got a
into
team
a
full of guys that don't look like good basketball players, and you're winning a lot of games.
What
coach
is
of the year?
What does a good basketball player look like?
Not like some of Cleveland's guys,
like
coming
Dean
off the bench.
Wade and Ty Jerome and Max Strus. Is that what you're talking about?
No,
not like Strus. Well, you never know with the white guy. You might get a really good shooter.
We got like a 12-year-old on our team, and we're winning.
Yeah, but he doesn't play a lot.
That doesn't matter.
He was the third pick, though.
Huh?
He was the third pick of the draft. It's not like he's coming out like some slappy that they – he actually – yeah. He's actually a third pick of the draft, and he's going to be a good player.
Did you hear Craig and Ryan laughing when he was trying to get a rebound and he was reaching up and couldn't get it? And they were like, it's like kind of like your dad. He's holding the ball above you, and you can't.
That's not a good thing.
He had one of those moments last night. It was
kind of got into it with Nick Richards. They were battling for position, and I think Reed eventually got called for a foul. Nick Richards didn't appreciate how Reed disentangled. He's scrappy.
We get a little feisty with Phoenix. Last year we had a few issues with Phoenix, and
we get feisty with everybody.
We do. It's what we do. I like our feisty team. We got Phoenix 2 more times, and hopefully none of their players will be there again when we don't see them. Not having Booker, not having Beal.
I like it.
Helped them. Yeah, it was kind of helpful.
Let's hope no Curry, no Butler tonight.
One of those guys will be out. I would guess Curry.
You know this for a fact, that no Curry and Butler tonight?
No, but Kerr, in that sound we
Curry,
played.
Curry told you they're not getting in until 3:30.
Said he wasn't sure that those guys would play.
And it is a pretty normal occurrence for teams now to sit veterans in back-to-backs or bad travel situations. It's actually
become a 45-minute flight from Dallas. Shut up, Steve Kerr.
Well, you know it's not about the flight. It's about when you get in and all that stuff.
Oh.
Well, you should want this to happen.
I know.
What you want him to be.
I'm trying to get the least amount of players possible. I want Lamar Jackson to be out when the Texans play the Cavs.
Don't you want Rui Santos I want all to get a lot of minutes
I want your
tonight.
Starting outfield to be out when the Astros play you. Yes.
I need Pods to take the most shots tonight.
I don't know why. I just don't like Steve Kerr.
Well, we kind of.
I don't know.
I bet you don't like Greg Popovich either.
Well, we know he doesn't.
It's just a guess.
We know he doesn't.
I love Greg Popovich.
No, you don't.
What a great coach.
Youth? Yes. But person? Mm-hmm. What about person?
I don't know. I don't know what kind of person he is. I have no idea. I have no idea what kind of person he is.
What about political scientist?
I don't care what he. You know what? He can have his thoughts. I don't display my thoughts. I don't want to hear his thoughts. Okay.
Shut up and coach.
That's right. Shut up and coach.
What if he told you shut up and do radio?
Can I shut up and do radio? You have to talk.
No. Shut up about everything else but do sports radio. That's all. All Popovich wants to hear from you is sports talk.
Go look at the Cavs roster. Dean Wade, Luke Travers.
There's a lot of white guys you're mentioning.
Sam Merrill, Ty Jerome.
Another white guy.
Max Strus and Ty Jerome are mysteries.
What do you mean mysteries?
Just mysterious.
As far as what?
Exotic.
I think exotic. Max Strus is exotic to you?
He's got to be German, right?
Maybe. That name, possibly.
Max Strus. Is it like, let's say country USA.
Well, he was born here. I'm not sure what. He's Slovenian.
I just know that Kenny is going to win. Atkinson is going to win coach.
Max Strus, Slovenian and German.
Yeah, there we go. See? Coach of the year.
Because he's coaching guys.
Luke Travers sounds like a country song.
Luke Travers doesn't play.
Luke Travers sounds like a country artist that Sam would listen
to. You can't use Travers as an example. He doesn't play.
What about Sam Merrill?
He does play.
He can play. He can shoot. Please don't leave Sam Merrill open.
So
we got guys that look like basketball players.
Yeah, we do. We do. Tari.
Because they are. Like does Tari Eason not look like a basketball player?
Cam looks like a basketball player.
Yes, Cam looks like he will dunk on your ass, and he will.
And he will. No, he does, and he will. Absolutely.
We got guys that can be in dunk contests. They got three-point shootout guys.
But that's basketball, too.
Yeah, that's true.
And
that's
working.
That's what basketball is, actually.
It's actually a lot more of that than the dunking.
That's a lot more of that.
Is there are there 40 dunks in a game? No. Are there 40 three-point shots? Yes.
For both teams, so about 80.
Yeah, for about 80. Are there 80 dunks in a game? No.
No. No. All right, we got a break. We got News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. This is our last segment. Lance and I are both off tomorrow. Both off tomorrow, so this is it.
We don't do back-to-backs anymore.
No. I got to talk right now about GiveMeTheVin.com. That's my man John Clay Wolf. John Clay Wolf is the best guy that you want. Yet you want this guy on your side when you're selling your vehicle. I don't know what your vehicle is. I don't know how nice it is. I know that I had a lot of issues with Frankie's vehicle when I sold it to John Clay Wolf, and John Clay Wolf still bought it from me. You know, that's going to figure into the price. How well have you kept it? How well have you maintained it? And John Clay Wolf is going to, you're going to send him pictures. You go to GiveMeTheVin.com, you put in your license plate or you put in your VIN number, and then you tell them what year and the make and model and everything else and what kind of shape it's in. Then you send them some pictures, and 15 minutes later, you got yourself a bid, okay? Now, you can haggle. You can go to CarMax and say, hey, CarMax will give me more, and John Clay Wolf will say, well, I'll give you more than that, or take that CarMax offer and I'll send you $100. So you got to go armed knowing that John Clay Wolf is on your side, that John Clay Wolf is going to give you that estimate. And if you can get more, go get it, brother. But in a lot of cases, in most cases, most every time, John Clay Wolf's the one who's giving you the most for your car at GiveMeTheVin.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
A Minnesota man allegedly tried to put out a Boy Scout cabin fire with beer. And now he's been charged with arson. Okay? First of all, why would you waste a beer putting out a Boy Scout cabin fire with beer? Why would you waste that beer like that? This is shameful. He should have been arrested for that. You don't waste beer on a fire.
The boys, okay. The Boy Scouts have had their trouble over the last few years, and
you
now
think?
It just got worse because somebody's throwing beer on fire.
Beer on fires.
Way to go.
But what if it's one of those stupid beers you don't like?
Well, if it was a crappy beer, yeah, I wouldn't care. But if it was Coors Light, you should be arrested. A woman deportation to Grenada has been delayed. She's being deported from the UK. But she is arguing her husband would not like it because it's too hot there. Do you think that she shouldn't be deported? They shouldn't be deported because the Caribbean is too hot?
Well, I mean, she said her husband wouldn't like it because it's too hot.
Yeah.
Well, he has to stay.
And she has to go?
Yeah, I guess that's how you fix that.
Huh. So she goes without him?
Yeah.
You think he's just trying to get away from her?
Well, if he thinks he can get away with that.
But the heat, like the Caribbean, mugginess of the Caribbean never leaves you. It's like you're wrapped up in a heat blanket the whole time and you can't get out. So maybe she's got a point. Maybe they'll say, you know what? You got a great point. It's too warm there. We're not sending you back.
Would you fight deportation to Grenada?
Do I want that?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to go. It's already humid here. I don't want deportation to Grenada. No.
Okay, so I would. I would love deportation to Grenada.
Do they have good Grenada? Really?
Okay.
They have good golf courses?
That's what I'm saying. It's beautiful golf courses.
Do they have that?
I have no idea. All I know is there was a war there between the UK and I don't know. I know that there was.
Yeah, there's
some. I don't know.
Yeah, there's Grenada Golf Course.
Is there?
Well, is that in Florida?
No, it's not Grenada, Florida.
Then is it in Mississippi?
No.
Yep. No golf courses.
Oh, then never mind. I don't want to go there. It's too hot. Did you hear the brand Next? It's a fashion brand. Next.
Yeah.
Apparently. Their ad has been banned because the pose made the model look too thin. What happened to thin models? I like this trend we're having here. I kind of like this trend.
What?
No,
what?
You can't. Sorry, you can't be a model anymore. You're too skinny. You gotta have some badong. Yeah. How about that? I like this trend in modeling.
Lizzo?
Do you want skinny models banned?
I don't think they need to be banned.
No. I'm not trying to impose my will on other people.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
everyone has a preference.
Wouldn't it be great if we had some full body?
Yeah, Lizzo, trust me, John, there's plenty of full body models now.
Isn't that what Sports Illustrated was catching heat for?
Yeah.
For all the full body models
they
had.
Yeah, are you enjoying the SI?
A little too
full. Half full models. Do we have to have
Did you hear what he nope. said? What did
he say?
Can we have half full models?
No, full body.
Half full
and
body.
And Martha Stewart.
Half a. We need half a.
Well, what about when Martha
that's
Stewart
different.
Got off a swimsuit model? You're good. By the way, there is a Grenada golf club, so you would be good. There's one.
Oh, I'm good. Then I'll go. You
There's
can deport
one.
Me there.
It's a 4.2.
When Denmark takes over California, I want to be deported to Grenada now.
Okay. This looks like a goat ranch. I'm going to be honest with you. Doesn't look great. I don't think you're going to like it. I don't think they... I'm not sure they have carts.
Apparently, there's a man in Manchester who was burning the Quran. Okay? That's not going to go over well. Okay? And the Manchester police posted his address, his name, and his address.
Wow, they doxed him?
Yeah. I mean, is that not a life sentence? Isn't that a death sentence for this guy?
And what did he do?
He burned the Quran.
Yeah, that's a death sentence.
That's a death sentence.
There's a jihad. If there's a fatwa on him, then he's cooked.
Yeah. I mean,
they gave out his address and his name?
His name and address. Here's the guy that was burning the Quran.
You would
his
get,
name and address right here.
He would get banned from Twitter for that.
Oh, my God. He would get banned from Twitter?
Yeah, you can't dox people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. You can't. Oh, you can't put it out there? No. So New York City rats are receiving free birth control from the government.
I like
that. Residents receive birth free birth control. Would you rather have rats with free birth control or people with free birth control?
Well, I mean, both.
First of all, rats are going to have a hard time paying for it.
No. I'd like for rats not to multiply.
I'd rather have like fewer rats, if you want to know the truth, than people.
Ooh, well, people are really on my nerves these days.
Well, people, Dell, what would you rather have, more rats or more people?
That's a tough one, isn't it, Dell?
Well, I was at a movie theater where there was a rat and people, and I was less bothered by the rat.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew rats would
because
win over
at that movie
rats don't make as much noise as people.
Because at that movie theater, I was watching Nosferatu, and there was a kid on the spectrum. Maybe not a kid, maybe a full-grown man, and he would have outbursts during the movie. One big meathead older guy went over at some point and go, "Why don't you shut the hell up?" And then the parents like, hey.
Oh, yeah, that was you. That was the one you saw,
hey,
right?
relax. And then the guy was like, "Oh, yeah, you want to take this outside?" And then the guy eventually realized, oh, yeah, this kid is having outbursts for a reason. And then he had to sheepishly walk out of the theater and then
he
come back
apologize.
20 minutes later. No, he didn't apologize for it.
He just went, oh, no.
You know what a rat would never do? Yell at some kid on the spectrum. So
right.
I'll take the rats over people.
This sounds like a Ricky Gervais show.
It does.
It really does.
Although he wouldn't physically threaten to, or it sounds like something Larry David would do. And then he finds out that the kid has, like.
No, Ricky Gervais had a skit where he had his back to a table. And the kid was making all kinds of noise.
Oh.
He was like, "Can you shut your kid up?" Oh, God. Yeah.
You got to watch Colin. You got to watch Colin from Accounts, John. That needs to be your new show on Prime. And they do use there. It's an Australian show, and they use the word.
They use that word.
Oh, yeah,
it pops up
that.
A couple times, but yeah, it's a good show. It's got a lot of Ricky Gervais type comedy in it.
I love that.
You'd
love
like it.
That.
Colin from Accounts on Prime.
All right, we got to go. That's it. Lance and I both off tomorrow. You'll be hearing ESPN right here at this time. We will rejoin you on Monday right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But, Lance, before you go, a little Allstate.
Allstate Windows and Siding. That's what I went to the website earlier. Seeing what they had new on there, and one of the cool things that they have right there on the front page is you can see what your offers are going to be. Now, I would recommend also mentioning, you heard about it on ESPN 97.5 from me, see if you get an even better hookup. But right now, for this spring and this summer, they've got these specials going on, which is 30% off of each window, a minimum 10-window job. They've got $2,500 off of complete siding jobs. Ask about the specials that they have. They've got 12 months, no payments, no interest. So what this means is that you can get the get what you need now. And you say, look, I can't afford it right now, but I will be able to over this time, or I can pay for it over time. And that's perfect. Then get those windows right now and then pay for it over 12 months. And you have no interest payments. There's nothing. You can basically get it financed for that full year with no interest payments. So you just pay it off over that 12-month period, and you get better energy rates and not rates, but better energy bills, bills that come into you because you're more energy efficient. You've got better safety. You've got better sound in your home because you don't have as much noise. And it simply looks better to have new windows from Allstate Windows and Siding. 832-204-1936 is the number. Family owned and operated. 832-204-1936.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.